Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Salam here for the eve of tabernacles. Here, here, here in the sea.
Chag HaSukkot Sameach. Sukkot Sameach. Sameach.
In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
Tabernacles, Eve, right here, here, here.
The tabernacle, way over, all of Mount Zion. The tabernacle, the tabernacle.
Them and those who walk it in the road of righteousness and seek at the truth within their hearts shall enter in the whole of tabernacle of church. Yeah, yeah, boom, boom. Yeah, tell me who just shall abide in thy tabernacle. Oh, tell it to me.
Tell me who just shall abide.
It's only them that willing to do the work of Jah shall go to Mount Zion and live. Only them that know the name of His Majesty and accept it to all shall live. It's only them who care for the people and love the people and love the world. It's only them shall enter in the tabernacle full of Mount Zion. That's why I'm asking John for the things that we need, the things that we need, the things that we need in life, the things that we need in life to make our mind feel comfortable.
Tell me who just shall abide in thy tabernacle.
Only them who love Him.
Tell me who just shall abide in thy tabernacle.
Tell it to me. I have some. For the whole wide world to listen to now. Oh, yeah, help me, I'm willing for your help. I want you help, Joe. I need a little thing. Food, clothes, and shelter, and health and strength. Love and liberty, and love and liberty. All love all the land. For the people.
Chabarim, shalom,
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 shalom.
Jah, Rastafari, give it and raise the heart of your night. Jah, Almighty, I.
Yes, the reason for the season, tabernacles, overview right here, yeah.
Kabbalah,
yes.
Shalom, Hag Ha'asif, Sameach, Hag Ha'asukot, Kabbalah, shalom.
Come round.
Another language for another country. So many color, class and creed. And we all must live free. Rally round Jabro. Rally round Jabro. Rally round Jabro. Rally round. Come rally.
are children. We are brethren and sisters from nation to nation. Love the King of creation. Rally round your throne. Rally round your throne. Rally round your throne. Rally round. Come rally. Come rally. Come rally. Come rally. Come rally.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Chabarim
Shalom.
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 Chag HaAsif. Sameach. Chag HaSukkot.
Chabarim
Shalom.
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 Chag HaAsif. Sameach. Chag HaSukkot Sameach, Chavarim.
Yes, happy, happy, happy season of the Feast of Tabernacles, the seventh of the Feast of Yahuwah, Yehovah, Jehovah, here at the seven, two sevens, the seven feasts, the seventh, and for the 7 days, 7 days. So here we have today's daily psalm in perfect alignment, right, in perfect alignment with the order, right, in perfect alignment with the order. Yeah, in perfect alignment with the order, right? The order, you know, the order, according to the order, the royal order, the royal order, the Rastafari order of the Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melchizedek. We have today's daily psalm as we begin the first day of the 7 days, right? The 7 days, 7 days of tabernacles, of sukkah, sukkah singular, hut. It's a hut, like a tikkul. Bamarini would say, Melkam Das Baal, right? The Das, the Das. The Das is the hut. You know, the hut, like the Tikkul, it cool, and the Tikkul. Why this particular feast, right? For the 7 days. And what about the 8th day? And what is on the 7th day we know as the Hoshana Rabbah? How does that connect when Yeshua, right, going into Yerushalayim, you know, riding on the donkey? Riding on the donkey. The donkey not riding on he. But he's riding on the donkey, right? What does that mean, Chavarim? So here in the season, we have some reason for the season. Otherwise, this is a broadcast speaking. Just speaking of the broadcast, if I get into the first words just momentarily, as we are preparing right here on the air and in the ear, preparing for this season, preparing in this particular time for the presentation. First of all, the right hand of fellowship. You know that right hand of fellowship to I and I, co-laboring brothers and sisters and mothers who are co-laboring for I and I, and we've been laboring even up to this very moment, you know, coming on the air, being on the air and in the eye, even right now, there's a communication going on, and I was likening this to one-to-ones being in school, you know, like when you're in school, like, you know, in school, in that sense, you're taking class, and some might have dropped out, all right, and then when they recognize, oh, graduation's coming on, all right, they might not want you to go and collect your diploma, your degree, you know, the songs are degrees, even in this time, and the aliyah, making degrees going up. Right to Yerushalayim, Irasalam, going up to Jerusalem, the elders, Rastafari elders used to speak of it as New Jerusalem school, the schoolroom of hard knocks. You know, going through those hard knocks until we come to that fourth square, right, that fourth square. What is Jerusalem? What's the metaphysical implications of Jerusalem? Once talk about, they ain't dealing with religion, they're dealing with spirituality, but what's the true religion? Let's recognize the truth, right, and what is the true, right, what's the true religion? Right, the true Hymenot. What is Hymenot? In fact, I got to link ones and ones with that as well. Hymenot. What is the Hymenot? You know, what is the true Hymenot? So study to shew ourselves approved. Once many are called, few are chosen, I think, because they forget that exhortation of Moshe. What was the exhortation of Moshe? The exhortation of Moshe was Becharta Bechayim. So this is going to be a theme going through these days, just so that we can ground, get a groundation. But here on the first, as we begin off the first, looking at the time. Now, as
in Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Now, for your younger role, you just got a little good time to roll, because this is how you are introducing this big, bad, brand new Dub LP from the man called King James and Albert Rossi. So straight from the top to the very last drop, and whether you're near or far, we're going to hit you with this good walk into a star and dig me straight. Run the track, Jack.
Getting an overview right here, and also today's daily psalm we have here in the season according to the royal order, Psalm 91. Very interesting psalm, Psalm 91. Did you know that Yeshua Rabbeinu, right? The words of this particular psalm is contained in the test, or what they call the temptation, right, in the wilderness. Interesting, the temptation, the wilderness. It's a temptation concerning the words, and words here that HaSatan, the adversarial mind, misspoke, right? From today's daily psalm right here, Psalm 91, Mizmor Adai Aleif. Here, the second psalm here, we have in book four of the Psalter. So as we get into book four, and book four of the book of Psalms is from Psalm 90 to Psalm 106. So here, the second psalm in book four, security in Ha'elohim, in the Elohim, in the true good, the true God. But first here, for first words on this Shabbat here, the 52nd Shabbat, Wa Yelek, and he went, halak, to try, and he went, right, Vayelek. In the Torah reading here, the sabbatical manna for this Rastafari sabbatical study, Shabbat Shuba. So the Sabbath immediately before the Day of the Atonement, Yom HaKippurim, is known as Shabbat, the Sabbath of Shuva, of the return, Shabbat Shuva. So Moshe, he announces his impending death, and he transfers the leadership of Jah people, of the nation of Yasharal, of Yisrael, to Yehoshua. Here, Yehoshua, Old Testament Joshua, Yehoshua is a type of Mashiach, a type of Messiah in the Koine Greek New Testament terms, when we say a type of Christ or Christos, who would bring Israel into the promised land as the Moshiach, Rabbeinu Yeshua, bringing the people into that promise, that state of mind, right, iritically, spiritually. Here we have Yehoshua, a type of Moshiach, Messiah, who would call Yisrael, all of Israel, bring Israel into the promised land. Moshe, he continues his derasha, his speech, his sermon, and he foresaw that despite the appeals and his pleading throughout this fifth book of Moshe here, Deuteronomy, the Sefer HaDebarim, the people, Jah people, would turn away. So despite and in spite of his pleadings, his warnings and instructions and pleadings, that Jah people would turn away from HaBrit, from the covenant, that would cause Ha'el, Ha'elohim's face to turn, his presence, his perception, his POV, so to speak, to turn away from Yasharal. And we have Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 18, where it reads, "And hiding, I will hide my face." He says, "And hiding, I will hide," bringing up the Hebrew sense. And hiding, he satir, I will hide, astir. He satir, hiding, astir. I will hide. So this is from the Hebrew root word satar. Satar is a form of this primary Hebrew word, Mishtatir. Mishtatir sounds a lot like mystery, but this is where it comes from, the Hebrew, Mishtatir, to hide, or that which would be secreted. But here he says, Hastir, hiding, Astir, Astir, I will hide. Now this is imagine right here, the King James Version. Where's my King James Bible? I'm looking more from the Hebrew right here, right? But just kind of curious about how it reads, you know, in the KJV. What up with my sword? You know what, my brothers and sisters? There we go right here. Yeah. Let's go to Deuteronomy. So looking at the Hebrew and then comparing with the KJV, you know, learning to fish for ourselves. You know, King James is a good template, you know, but, you know, sometimes attention has to be put on the details while still looking at the big picture. You can't just look at the big picture, right, and miss the details, or look at the details and miss the big picture. But let's just zoom in right here to Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 18. What's the traditional reading that we have become accustomed to? He says, okay, here's how they do it in the KJV. And I will surely, surely hide my face. But the Hebrew sense is more forceful. Hastir, astir. Hastir, astir. Hastir, astir. Panai, panai. Panai, panai. My face, my perception. On that day, because of all the evils, the ra'a, the ra'ra, all the evils, the ill, the hurtful, the harmful, they have committed. According to Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 18. So the sages, the scholars of HaTorah, they have noted that this verse is grammatically, right, Hebraically speaking, grammatically, it's unusual. Why? Well, it's because of the double use of the word hide. This gets kind of lost in the translation, because KJV at Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 18, it reads, and I will surely hide my face. But the Hebrew says, astir, right? Hastatir, astir. Hastatir, hiding, astir. I will hide. Hiding, I will hide, panai, my face. So the sages, in studying the Hebrew, grammatically, it's unusual because there's a double use, right? It's a double use of the word hide from the Hebrew root satar. Now, why I bring this forward is because of today's daily song, right? Psalm 91, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malkias Edek, Melchizedek, we have Psalm 91. What's the first verse? He that dwelleth in the secret, the secret place, the hidden place, the secret place of Elyon, of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of Shaddai, right, of the Almighty. So here from the Hebrew, right here, Yosheb, Yosheb, B'Seter Elyon, Yosheb, right, Yosheb is like to seat up, right, to be seated up, from Yashab, right, Yosheb, to be seated up, one who is seated up, Yosheb, the dweller, the seater, the one who sits up, B'Seter, in the Seter is like the secret place, right, a secret hiding place, or like a covert. B'Seter Elyon, 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 the highest, the most high. B'Tzel, El, shadow, B'Tzel Shaddai, B'Tzel Shaddai, in the shadow of Shaddai, in the shadow of the Almighty. Yitta Lonan, will abide, so right here, with this 52nd sabbatical study, Vayelech, Vayelech, and this particular verse here, Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 18, KJV says, and I will surely hide my face. Now there's a word, there's words in Hebrew if you want to say something like surely, for sure, but that's not what's said here, so it can give a false impression, right? But when we look at the Hebrew, hasatir, hiding, astir, I will hide, panai. If you do not know that Hailahim, the Almighty Power, is hiding, you will not seek for Him, for Hailahim, for the Almighty Power. But if you sense within your heart As one says, the heart of hearts, in the innermost of the innocence, that Ha'el, Ha'ilahim, is hiding. You are invited to return, to turn to him and to return to him. Negus Dawit, Dawit HaMelech, King David, he said in Psalm 27, verse 8, which is interesting because in the true church, in the professing church, the church of he who had the key of great King David, the church of brotherly love, right, the true church in the professing Ethiopian Tewahedo church, Orthodox Tewahedo church, we have this as part of the pre-Kadase. I think it's the fifth article of the pre-Kadase from Psalm 27, which is also one of the areas of scripture appointed for this season here, even the 10 days of awe, the 10 days of repentance. Psalm 27, verses 8 to 9, I sought thy face, right? Here in Psalm 27, verse 8, we have, when you said to my heart, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Yahweh, Jehovah, will I seek. When you said, right? For you said to my heart, Lecha, Amar, Libi, Lecha, Lecha, right? For to, now it's interesting, for to the eye, Amar, to say, Libi, my heart. For you said to my heart, or in a sense, right, to the eye, saying, my heart. For you said to my heart, seek my face, Bakshu. Bakshu. Now here's interesting because Bakshu, right? Bakshu is like to bevavakasha, Bakshu, to seek, right? One of the words in Hebrew to seek, right? To seek in the sense of to desire, right? It's almost like in a sense to request. Bakshu, fanai. Fanai, panai, the face, the perception. Saying to all of y'all, Bakshu Fanai, I'm saying like seek my face. This is what he's saying to all of us. So it's interesting the context here. Leka Amar Libi, you said, for you said to my heart, for to the eye, for you said to my heart, for to the eye, saying my heart, Bakshu Fanai, for you said to my heart, seek y'all, all of y'all seek, Fanai, my face, Eta Paneka. Et to, there's a definite article in the Hebrew, the Alpha, the Aleph Tav, it's used as a definite article as well. So et, like saying, to paneka, like to the face, your face, the eye face. Et paneka Yahuwah, evakesh. I will seek, I will desire, I will request. For you have said to my heart, seek my face. And not written here, but the implication, and my heart to come. And my heart has said, what has my heart said? Etapaneka, to the eye's face, thy perception, to the eye's POV, Yahweh, O he who be who you be, Abakesh, I will seek, I will desire. So here, in this connection, we should note that Robeinu, Ayinai Rabbi Adonainu, Ayinai Master Sovereign Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, HaMoshiach, often he spoke in the form of a parabole, in the Koine Greek, a parabole, right, or a mashal, we say in the Hebrew, a mashal, like a parable. In the Amharic, we say misale, mashal, in a parable, right, or a proverb. This word also can be brought out as proverb, a parable. Why did he speak in the form of parables, right, to code? This is code, right, to code his meaning, to make it accessible only to those who were genuinely, for real, right? See, even when we say for real, it's like when Yahuwah, right, when he says hastir, astir, right, hastir, astir, hiding, right, I will hide. When we say real, real, so that emphasis, that doubling, right, that's why it's unusual somewhat Hebraically, grammatically. But Yeshua, he spoke in the form of parables, right, of masha, right, to code his meaning, to make it accessible only to those who were genuinely willing, to make comparisons, right? To, in a sense, think for themselves, to reason analogically on the parabolical logic of his mashal, of his parable, and so on. We have Yeshaya, Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 18, that brings more on this theme, Chabarim. Let's just go here, right? This is what means going here a little, there a little. So this quote, this reference, let's check it out for ourselves. Isaiah chapter, Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 18. What does it read, Chabarim? It says, come now, make I and I reason together, saith Yahweh, though your sins, your ukkaries, be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. So you get the divine mind here, because there's a lot of parabolical logic, like language being used here. What does he mean here? White as snow. What is he talking about? You know, red like crimson, and they shall be as wool. Well, what does that mean, Chabarim? So Yeshua, Robeinu, right, he used the form of parables, right, mashal in the Hebrew, parabole, to code, right? Are you on code, right? Are you on the Yeshua code? Yeshua HaNotri, Yeshua HaMoshiach code. What about these parables? The meaning. Why is it only accessible to those who were genuinely willing to make comparisons and to reason, right, analogically? We have First Corinthians. Let's go to First Corinthians. It's the second quote here. One from the Brit Hayashana and one from the Brit Chadasha. We have First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. Here, this is the revealed things are spiritually discerned, right? The figure, right? Not the letter of the law, but the figure. Figuratively, or we can say spiritually, the revealed things are spiritually or figuratively, according to that figure of speech, discerned. Verse 14, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the spirit of Hailahim, of the Elohim, the Almighty Power, for they are foolishness to him. All these mythologies, right? Okay. For they are foolishness to him. Neither can he know them. Because, why can he know them? Because they are spiritually discerned. Right? They are spiritually discerned. So here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, it says, but the natural. What does it mean, Chabarim, when it says the natural man? First of all, we have to understand the writer and his perspective, Rabbi Shaul, a.k.a. the Apostle Paul. What's Paul teaching? Paul's teaching some basic, you know, yeshiva teaching. He's teaching some basic Judaic, Hebraic teaching. But then again, they took out the apocryphal book, so they kind of took out 400 years. So you don't know where this tribe of reasoning really comes from that we bump into, right, in the New Testament. But Paul, a.k.a. Rabbi Shaul, he divides men, right? Well, actually, he is carrying on the teaching that he was taught, right, rabbinically and the Hebrew schools of knowledge in the Beit Midrash, and he's sharing this now, being the apostle to the Gentiles. He's sharing some gems from the Hebraic Judaic way, where there's a division of men, Hebraically, into three classes. There is, according to here, the Koine Greek, right, there's a Sukkos. Sukkos is like of the senses. You can say those who are psychic, in a sense. The word psychic come from the Greek, the coined term suke. Suke means a soul, the seat of one's feelings, emotions, act of will, sense of self. The seat of one's emotions, their desires, their act of will, their sense of self is the soul. And according to the polarity is feminine, the soul and man as well as woman, according to the teaching of the scripts and the linguistic, is feminine. So the Sukkos is of the senses. Those who are psychic tend to be of the senses, like, or our psychic powers. Really, we all are, but you know, practice makes perfect. But anyway, those who are simply Sukkos, those who are simply psychical, right, of the senses. James chapter 3, verse 15, and Jude, the 19th verse. So we're going to have to go here. Here's what it means, rightly dividing the word of truth. So if there's a quote over there, it's not good enough to nod our heads, and we don't know, well, you know, what is quoted, because we didn't read what, you know, and who wrote it. So here, let's go to James chapter 3, verse 15, all right? James chapter 3, verse 15, all right? Because in our studies, laziness is kind of like a sin, like missing the market. You caught lacking, right? James chapter 3, verse 15. Let's go back to the quote right here, verse 15, just to check. 15. Let's see, it says, this wisdom, Wisdom Wednesday, Wednesday wisdom. This, you know, there's two kinds of wisdom, yeah? But anyway, this wisdom, and also wisdom is she, as Rabbeinu Yeshua says that wisdom, Chokmah, is justified by all of her children. So here in James chapter 3, verse 15 says, this wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly. Is sensual, not in the way we might think of it today, but of the senses, right? This is like speaking of the so-called natural man. So when it says of the natural man in the KJV translation, it's trying to bring out the Greek sense, or really the Hebrew sense through the Greek, the psychikos, those who are of the senses, right, are the natural, sensual. But here it says that there's a kind of wisdom that doesn't descend from above. It has not come from Shemaim, from the heights, from Hailahim. It actually comes from below. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is sensual, is earthly, sensual of the senses, is devilish. Devilish, don't spook it out. Diablos mean a slander, a liar. That wisdom is slanderous, it's a lie. For where envying and strife, verse 16 is, there is confusion. Meaning of Babylon, confusion. And every evil rah-rah work. But in verse 17, you get the true Chokmah, right? You get that true mother. We get the true wisdom. As Rabbeinu Yeshua said, that wisdom is justified by all of her children, our Father, therefore. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality. Is non-partial, without partiality. The true wisdom is non-partial, without partiality, and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness, the fruit, here the reason for the season, the harvest season, so we have the fruit of the land, right, even the promised land, and the fruit of the consciousness, the higher, the inner land, right? A sower went forth to sow, right? And whether you sow that word, whether does that word get sown in our consciousness? Verse 18, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace, all right? So right here, just to share this here, so the three kinds of classes of human beings, they are those who are psychical or the psychikos of the senses, right? Jude, verse 19, let's not neglect Jude, as Jude 19 here, right? And the Talmudim, the fellow disciples, know that we utilize the Scofield Study Bible because many of its quotes and references are right on, from the English to the Hebrew to the Amharic, you know, to all of the, you know, linguistics. So here, verse 19, it says these in Jude, 19, it's only one chapter, so it's verse 19. These be they who separate themselves sensual, not having not the spirit. So this is a part of a fuller reasonment right here by Jude, Yehuda. He is saying, but beloved, remember y'all the words that were spoken before of the apostles of Adonai Yeshua HaMoshiach, of our sovereign, our Lord Yeshua the Messiah, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk, who should try after their own ungodly, not childlike desires or ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves sensual, the natural man of the senses, having not the iris, having not ha ruach. That's the first class, right? Or the natural, right? The Adamic, the unrenewed, through the new birth. There are those who are unrenewed, right? This is bringing out the natural man is the Adam man. And we can follow this wisdom as we study the Hebrew, right? As we study the Hebrew, we can follow the wisdom. I think there's a psalm, don't recall the exact number of the psalm right here, but y'all might know it says, all high and low, rich and poor, high and low, all together. What's interesting is that when it says all high and low, or low and high, it says, B'nai Adam, the sons, the children of Adam for the low man. And then it says, B'nai each, use the term, the Hebrew term, each. So we have more than one term that often generally is translated in the KJV, all like the same kind of man, because English just has man. But the Hebrew has certain nuances. You bring out a higher science, a higher discernment. So here we have the natural man, right? Still right here, you know, connected to the psychical man. That's the Adamic man. He is unrenewed, right, through the new birth. He has not been born again. He is unregenerated. And in many cases, in that state, you become degenerated. And not just unregenerated, but you can become degenerated. Right? John chapter 3, verses 3 to 5. Right? Just to get through this right here, take that note. John chapter 3, verses 3 to 5 brings out this sense of the Adamic man. So this gives the key when we're reading the Hebrew in the psalm like that, where it says both low and high all together, B'nai Adam, the sons of Adam, and then we have the B'nai Ish. What's interesting in the Hebrew, when the woman, we can say a form of wisdom, it comes to him, right, is revealed to him. Adam in the Bible, in the Gan Eden, the Garden of Delights, the Garden of Eden, Adam, when he sees her, he says that she shall be called woman because she came out of man, according to the KJV, right? I'm paraphrasing, right? But in the Hebrew, it says that she shall be called Isha because she came from Ish. So even Adam at this point, right, Adam at this point was already, in a sense, stepping up, right, from where he was. But then, if you read the rest of the narrative, okay? So that's the first kind of man, the Sukkos man, the psychical man, the natural man, the Adamic man, the unrenewed, unregenerated man. Then we have the Pneumatikos. The Pneumatikos. Pneumatikos, right, in the Koine Greek, brings out spiritual, right? The spiritual man, right? The spiritual, irritical. Who is the irritical human being? It's the renewed man as a spirit-filled, right? And walking, trotting, right, going about in the spirit, right, in full communion. One who has communion with High Elohim, with the Almighty Power, is in communion with the Almighty Power, as Moshe was in communion, right, according to what is written in the scripts on Har Sinai. And how does it say he was in communion? That he spoke, right? He spoke to High Elohim, to Yahweh, as a man speaketh to his friend, panim il panim. So panim, like panai, face to face, spoke to him face to face, bring out a sense of communion. So one who is spiritual, the pneumatikos, the spiritual, is the renewed, the regenerated man, the regenerated human being that has the irit, the spirit, the ruach, and is filled, and is walking, trotting in the spirit in full common union, tawahido, and communion with High Elohim. Ephesians chapter 5 verses 18 to 20 brings us out. Now we have the third kind. So we have the unregenerated, the regenerated. So what's the third kind? According to the Koine Greek, we have the sarkikos. The sarkikos in the Koine Greek is the carnal, the fleshy. Alright, Rastaman, the chant, I not want no carnal mind. But the sarkikos is the carnal minded, is the fleshy. Right? This is the renewed man. This is the renewed man, right? Not the Adamic, but the renewed man who walking, who trods, quote, after the flesh, who trods, who goes about according to the flesh, according to the debtors, according to the flesh. They remain, right, basically a babe in Moshiach. See, you would have thought that the carnal-minded one, right, was like the Adamic one, like Adam. Right? No, the Adamic man is the psychical man, the sukkos of the senses. He's what the Bible calls in translation the natural man. Right? What we have here is the carnal, though you'll find this in the scriptures about the carnal or those who are fleshy. But this is the renewed man, the renewed, the regenerated man, who walking, staying trotting, right, walking, like how we walk it is how we live it out. That's, that there is also code, Hebraically speaking, right, it's code, right, walking after the flesh, walking after the carnal mind. And such a person who may be renewed, may be regenerated, born again, right, but they walk after the fleshy, the carnal mind, guess what? They remain a babe in Moshiach. Got to say this, there's a lot of people who've been doing the church and the Christ thing, and I'm surprised. Like, I used to go to one-to-ones that, you know, family, others, and ask them things I was learning, you know, as a Rastafari, and encourage, you know, in the goodness of the Bible according to the teaching of His Majesty. So I went and did my study to show myself approved, and I was going to ones who were like, you know, Christian folks, pastors, preachers, you know, asking them, you know, just asking questions. This verse is true. See, I would have thought even before that the fleshy, just, you know, which one you think is the fleshy? The fleshy regenerated, born again? You say, nah, the fleshy is not born again. But no, the fleshy, according to the teaching in the scripts, is regenerated, is the renewed man, the regenerated man or woman that walks, or that whose conversation, behavior, whose trod, as I and I would say, is after the flesh, is after the carnal mind. And this kind of person, and even amongst I and I, women called as Rastafari, there's a lot of ones, you know, like that. They've been trodden for a long time, you know, but they remain a babe in Moshiach. They remain a babe in the anointing. They remain a babe in Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 1 to 4 zooms in on that. So see, now the natural man, the Adamic man, may be learned, can be very learned, intellectual, wise, all of that, gentle, humble, eloquent, fascinating. But the spiritual, the eretical, the spiritual content of Scripture is absolutely hidden from him. So you have natural, the natural man, the psychical man, right? The Adamic man, a learned man, right? You got PhD and, you know, all those different acronyms behind the name, in front of the name, around the name, right? Learned, gentle, eloquent, fascinating. But the eretical, the spiritual content, right? The spiritual content of the scripture is just a letter, you know, of the law, because there's no spirit, right? It's absolutely hidden from him. And the fleshy or the carnal Christian, the carnal Christian, carnal-minded so-called believer, is able to comprehend, yeah, only its simplest truth. That's why a lot of people keep going back when you want to make heights, you want to climb the mountain. They're like, no, let's stay just right up here. You know, let's not go higher than the treetop. Well, let's climb. Because they can only comprehend the simplest truth. And scripturally, this is called the milk. The milk. The milk of the word. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2. So the three types, right? The three types of man, right? According to, I would say, the Hebraic, the Judaic teaching, that Paul, you know, who says he's an Israelite, he's a Yehudi, he's a tribe of Benjamin, right? He was a Pharisee. So he was schooled in these teachings. But his mind was wrong until Yeshua knocked him off his horse, right? And he was blinded for a moment. Then he got his real sight. Then he could bring this out to those who are called to Moshiach to give these gems that we even have here in the Brit Hadashah. You know, and this is one reason why a lot of people kind of look at the New Testament cross-eyed. Sometimes, even though they believe in Yeshua, they believe in the King, even the King of Kings, you know, they look at it a little bit cross-eyed because they have to recognize, well, where are you? This is the time, the season here, even the days of awe, the days of repentance, the cheshbon. Cheshbon is to search, to count, right? Cheshbon ha-nefesh. Our nefesh is our soul, our psyche, you know, account for our soul, our psyche. But this is very, very important right here, the three kinds of man. Once again, you have the natural man, right? And you have the carnal or the fleshy Christian. So most, I say outside of Moshiach, professedly or not, would be more like natural people. You know, the natural, the Adamic man. You know, you could say humanity in general, right? And then you have the fleshy or the carnal-minded Christian. And most of the carnal-minded Christians, go do your own search and research. Are they able to comprehend any more than the simplest truth? And many of them will tell us that there's no so-called, quote, meat to the word. There's no solid substance. It's all milk. This is why it's written in Hebrew that they are babes. Right? They are babes. Yes, they are regenerated. Yes, they are born again. But they are fleshy. They are born again babes. So here. Make I and I be renewed, right, in heart and mind. Be filled with the Ruach, with the Menfes, even the Menfes Kedus, the Isla Iris, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth. That's what the word says. Know ye not that your body, see, then the body, the carbon organic structure known as the body, becomes that temple. You know, like people say, well, our body's our temple. Well, according to the scripture, it says if the Holy Spirit is in it. Otherwise, it's just a building. Not a temple. Stop that. What spirit is in there? Here. Let's seek the face. Oh.
Then the Kohen, the priest, shall take the host with his wet hand, and passing his hand over, and upon it shall say, from Psalm 27, verses 8 and 9, I sought thy face, thy face, Ocha, will I seek, hide not thy face from I, put not the eye servant away in anger, the eye has been I, thy help, leave I not, neither forsake I and I. Oh, Elohai, Eliyai, the power of my Yeshua, of my salvation.
So right there is contained in the pre-Kadaseh of a true church and a professing church. True church and a professing Ethiopian Orthodox Owido church from the Kadaseh. That's from the Kadaseh there. And it's interesting how it connects even right here, because in the proper order of things, you know, we say the Hebraic was the origination, you know, because Yeshua even said to the Samaritan woman that ye worship what you know not. We know worship for salvation of the Yehudim is of the, quote, Jews, even we the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah. So in connection with that very verse right there from Psalm 27, verse 8, Psalm 27, verse 8, for you have said to my heart, seek my face. And my heart has said, your face, O Jehovah, will I seek. Leka amar libi bakshu fanai etapaneka Yahweh ebakesh. So in connection with that verse there, and it's a powerful verse, that Psalm 27 here in this season here, coming into the tabernacle season, in connection we note that Robeinu Yeshua, as we said, often spoke in the form of parables. A good kind of a background study for the fellow disciples is Matthew chapter 13. That's where we can say goes from the basic elementary school of discipleship into more of the high school, because there we get the parables. So Yeshua often spoke in the form of parables to code his meaning, to make it accessible only to those who were genuinely willing to make comparison, to seek, right, and to reason, right, and to find the truth for themselves. We pointed and cited Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. He used, quote, in direction, right, like indirection, was known as allusion or allegory, right? In other words, figures of speech, right? Speech beyond the usual way, right? When we get to the Greek, I think it's paroimia, right? Figures of speech beyond the usual way in order to provoke. Remember we said to invoke the name, to evoke the name, right? To invocation, evocation. But this is here, he used the word sound and power of the mashal, of the parables, to provoke people, right? Especially those who are truly awake or awakening, right, to explore, right, and to ask the hard questions about life, to explore and ask the hard questions even about what he was saying. Isaiah, Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 45, verse 15, where it reads, truly, you are a power almighty who hides himself. Elohei Yisrael Moshiach. Oh, Elohim of Yisrael Moshiach, the Savior, HaMoshiach, the Savior. It's Isaiah 45 and 15, right here, here, here. As the word says, for Elohim so loved the world that it seems as though he disguised himself as a bondservant to die in shame upon a cross. Elohim so loved the world that it seems as though he became entirely unesteemed, quote, despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. Yeshaya, Isaiah 53 and 3. Yet even Moshe, he foresaw the stupor, the stupidness, the madness of Jah people, once lost, now found, black and brown people, in relation to the truth of Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'elohim, in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 4. But regarding the hiding of the faith, in his sovereign judgment, Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'elohim, the Elohim, the Almighty Power, what did he decree? According to Yeshaya, Isaiah 44 and 18, he decreed, they know not, nor do they discern. It doesn't concern them enough to discern. They know not, nor do they discern, for he has smeared their eyes so that they cannot see, and their hearts so that they cannot understand, innerstand, come to overstanding. Ha'elohim, quote, gave them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own devices, their own inventions, their own schemes and stuff. They don't want to go Yahweh. Go ahead, do you. Psalm 81, verse 12, Romans chapter 1, verse 24 as a point of reference. So what happened to Jah people and I and I ancestors, even down to this latter day times of the Gentiles generation? What happened? They went, quote, backward and not forward. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 24. Rastaman, the elders, right, who overstood the importance of this Bible and the spirituality of his divine majesty. I don't know what happened after them, but they said, forward ever, backward never. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 24 says that Jah people went, what, backwards and not forward. This was not a blindness, right? This was not, get this here, this was not a blindness that was induced by the so-called God of this world. Yeah, there's a God of this world. This was not what the God of this world, right, the Demiurge or Ayahdabalot, you know, if you want to go to the Gnostics, but it was not the blindness that was induced by the God of this world, as much as it was a darkness, a disillumination, an unenlightening, induced by the flesh, right, by the carnal, remember the carnal mind, right, the sarcicos, right, and its apathy, the apathetic, you know, towards Ha'elohim, towards Jah, way, truth, and life. The mind, therefore, became dull, right, and sleepy, because it ceased to yea and amen in the miracle, in the done deeds, and the ability to do of he who be we be, and to realize and recognize that Ha'elohim's word, that Jah's word and Jah's truth, Jah's reality. Interesting how the word truth in the Hebrew sense also kind of connects with reality. Not your truth, my truth, but Jah's truth is always something that is extra, right? Extraordinary. Something that's always spectacular and wonderful, especially for those who can receive and not be deceived. But here, 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 looking at the time right here, just to, you know, catch up with the Torah reading and feeding here. Let's hear this right here.
90 seconds.
Yes, I, 90 seconds, y'all. About to go into the grace through this podcast, today's daily psalm, Psalm 91.
Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon them, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him, and show him my salvation, 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 my salvation.
Show him my Yeshua. So here he has a three-in-one right here for today's daily song. I'm going to zoom in on the Hebrew and see to connect with the temptation, the wilderness, that scene right there where a very important lesson can be learned from the example of Adonai Yeshua in the wilderness temptation and as it regards today's daily song. But the 3-in-1 right here on the Luciano Psalm 91 dub. We have the English, we have the Amharic, yes, I have the Hebrew.
Shabbat Shalom.
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 Rastafari, to look upon your pretty, pretty face. We want to walk the streets of glory, shining around your throne. So not the Jews, they are the Gentiles, them to come, one come to look upon your pretty, pretty face. Far we are going home, going home, to seek in Rastafari.
Pull up that one, your justice. Hey, pull up this Rastafari, no man. It's hot.
I am one, to seek in Rastafari, to look up and just pretty, pretty face. We want to walk the streets of glory, shining around your throne. So not the Jews, they are the Gentiles, them to come. One come to look upon your pretty, pretty face. Far we are going home, going home, to seek in Rastafari. Till I see at the root of David, I'll
Abuja. I have gone go hiking till I see at the root of the baby. Chant it out, Hallelujah.
Said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head.
David Mizmor. Ne'um Adonai Ladoni Shev Limini Ad Ashit Oyvecha Hadom Leraglecha Matte Uzzecha Yishlah Adonai Mitzivyon Rede Bekerev Oyvecha Ammecha Nedavod Beyom Chelecha Behadre Kodesh Merechem Mishar Lecha Tal Yaldutecha Nishba Adonai Velo Yinnachem Atta Kohen Le'olam Al Divrati Malki Tzedek Adonai Al Yemincha Mahat Ve'yom Apo Melachim Yadin Bagoyim Male Geviyot Mahat Rosh Al Eretz Rabba Minnahal Baderech Yishte Al Ken Yarim Rosh
مزمور متوزتين بك النف متوسر يداويت مزمور اكزيابهير جيتاين الات وچهن الاغره مرقج اس كادر قل درس بك ان يتكامت علو اكزيابهير يهيلن بكتر كتوني لك اللحات بل الات وچهن مكاك كالقزا كانت غارك ادمو بهاي لك ان بك ادوسان برهان ከአጥቢያ ኮከብ አስቀድሞ ከሆድ ወለድኩ እንደ መልከ ጼዴቅ ሥርዓት አንተ ለዘላለም ካህንህ ብሎ እግዚአብሔር ማለ አይጸጸትም። እግዚአብሔር በቀኝህ ነገሥታትን በቁጣው ቀን ይቀጠቅጣቸዋል፣ በአሕዛብ መካከል ይፈርዳል፣ ሬሳዎችንም ያበዛል፣ በሰፊ ምድር ላይ ራሶችን ይቀጠቅጣል፣ በመንገድ ከፈሳሽ ውሃ ይጠጣል። ስለዚህ ራስ ከፍ 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 ራስ ከፍ
There we go, the willingness is this. Now the part that really caught my attention is how the Hebrew says when men let grow their hair in Israel. But the authorized, or the version that we have in the English, like the King James, it instead translates it as for that the leaders took part, or the leaders took the lead. See, it kind of totally obscures, right, the Nazarite connection. Just so we see the Hail connection, right? We see the Am, the Ami, the Am people, Amhara, right? So we have the people, Amika, right? We have the people connection, even in the word. Where the very same key words have survived, you know, and the same key words are found both in the Ethiopic as well as the Hebraic. And those are the key, how can you say, those are the key, those are the keys. Those are the signs right there. Now, let's go right here to, okay, the song of Deborah and Barak. Then sang Deborah and Barak, the song, the son of Abinoam, on the day saying, praise ye the Lord for the avenging of Israel, when the people willingly offer themselves to themselves. Now, so they translate here the avenging of Israel in verse 2 of Judges chapter 5, but a more correct translation of it would be when men let grow their hair in Israel, right? Or what we can say is beef roa peraot be Yisrael, right? When men let grow their hair in Israel, when the people offer themselves willingly, barku Yahweh, bless ye, y'all, Barku, all of y'all, right? Bless Yahweh. The translation that we're familiar with is, praise ye the Lord for the avenging of Israel. So the phrase, the avenging of Israel, is actually when men not up, when men let grow their hair. Right, when men let grow their hair, we went through the footer here because they say the difficulty of translating the phrase "biforoa peraot" has led to many conjectures. The root "para" has been connected with the Arabic "farah" Rastafari, and eminent man Rastafari, and the rendering given in some versions is for that the leaders took part or took the lead, so forth and so on. But the best translation or the best understanding connects the root pera'a, the head of long hair, as you can compare that with Leviticus 13:45 and Numbers 5 and 18. Some commentators explain it as referring to the unbound and streaming hair, the locks, the nati of the warriors who had consecrated themselves to the war of liberation. We have this even in Ethiopia, the fuzzy wuzzies and that whole process. You know what I mean? Or the, what do they call it again? They have these different names for you know, the growing of yeah, Fuzzy Wuzzies is one of them I like. You know, the big woolly afros, and you know, that's just one step towards the locks, you know, or one variation of the same growing of the hair, right? So that part really needs to be brought out. See, we're not even getting into a full study of the Song of Deborah right here, just addressing some of the basic link between Psalm 110, verse 3, and the Song of Deborah and Barak in Judges chapter 5, verse 2. But the people offer themselves willingly. So we have to think on a certain level. Hebrew and the connection of today's daily psalm right here. Let's just
Hear this right here. Hear. The part about willing in that day. For the locks in the Hebrew, I say. Yes. Let's ride up here.
Psalm 110. The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head.
Minachela baderek yishte al kin yarim yarim yarosh rosh 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 rosh.
He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head.
Minachela baderek yishte al kin yarim yarim yarosh rosh 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 rosh.
He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. Therefore shall he lift up the head.
Yes, yes, today's daily psalm. Anywhere I go, Rastafari, Jonadab, check it. Let us young.
Rastafari, I've always said to
Yes, yes, yes. Uleta Zion, right there. Anywhere I go in the Jonah Dub. We shared a little bit right here, just a little of the Farai and the Lox connection in today's daily psalm, Psalm 110. Let's share more of the fuller flow right here, 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 connecting today's daily psalm, Psalm 110, with the Song of Deborah in Judges 5 and the ancient Melchizedek order right here, 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 for this Shabbat Eve and the Eve of ingathering, booths, huts, tabernacles here in the season.
Shabbat Shalom.
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 Sabbatical study. This I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat.
Proverbs 30.
Proverbs 30. Proverbs 30. Proverbs 30. Yeah, it's talking about there be four things which are little, small, little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. Proverbs 30:24. It says, the ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat, their food in the summer. Right? And the conies, right? The conies, the rock badgers, right? The conies are but a feeble folk, yet they make their houses in the rocks. Now notice that the Ethiopians, right, speaking of the Ethiopians of the covenant, fulfilling David's prophecy, princes shall come out of Egypt, Ethiopia shall stretch forth her hands to God. Right, we have the rock-hewn churches. So for Psalm 74, let's go right here, Psalm 74 and 14, Mezmor, actually Psalm Seba Arat, Yasaf Timheret, a teaching of Asaf, right? Asaf, Yosef, Asaf, Kuter Asararat, verse 14, Antem Yezendowin Rasoch, Kate, Le Ethiopia Sawochim Migbachawin Setahacho. Right, so the people inhabiting the wilderness. Now in the time of His Majesty Revelation, during the visitation of His Majesty, the Jews did this series of Masoretic printings of the scripture in English, the Hebrew, and these footnotes. And this is, because I keep stating that because it's important to note that this one came out during that time, and they haven't repeated it. Even the ones they have today are far, in other words, this was the sixth impression, 1964. Well, and the first edition was 1945. So we have this here, 1964. So they say that the folk is the same word employed of the ants and the rock badgers, and here means the beasts of prey which feed on the carcasses. That's what they say in their footnote. But now looking at the Hebrew, let's see where the Hebrew is right here. Let's get some light right here. The Hebrew right here, was it Titnanu Ma'akal Le'am, Am like Ami, like Amhara, Am Le'am, Le'siyim, I know it's Siyayim, but Le'siyim, right? So that kind of a wilderness, Siyim, sounds very close to Sion, just a transmutation of the mim to a nun, or the meh to a ne, as we have anbesa and ambesa. So N and M sometimes transposes.
But the reason why I'm going here with this is because I'm seeing another revelation, a continuing part of this revelation right here. So 7414 Ethiopia, right? So the connection with the crushing of the heads of Leviathan, the Zendo, is connected with Ethiopian prophecy, another coincidence, another correspondence. But going to Psalm 110, which is the psalm for Hanukkah, the fourth day of Hanukkah, in this 2015, Psalm 110 is a king's victory. It's called in the Hebrew a king's victory. And there was verse 3, thy people offer themselves willingly in the day of thy warfare in adornments of holiness from the womb of the dawn. Thine is the dew of thy youth. Yours is the dew, right, of thy youth. Now, in the KJV, King James Version, that was reading from the Hebrew or the Jewish translation, right? A little closer to the Hebrew in some ways, right? And let's look for from 110 in KJV. This verse is verse 3. It says, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. So let's look at this verse or word for word. Let's see where it's similar and where it's different. So the first part, verse 3, Psalm 110, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, KJV. The what do they call this, the BHS or something like that. But this is called the Masoretic translation, translates from the Masoretic direct, says, thy people offer themselves willingly in the day of thy warfare. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Now, in the Hebrew, we have, how is this, amika, right, or amika, thy ami, amika, nedabot, right, nedabot, Be-yom, nedabot, be-yom, hailika. So we have hailik, right? Hailika, in your hail. So now they translate hail from the Hebrew in the King James directly, and even directly as power. In the Hebrew, right, in the Hebrew translation, instead it is translated as warfare, because the hail, like hail means both. So when people say, oh, haila Selassie, hail is not Hebrew, the first thing you know when you hear any idiot say that the person's an idiot. It's an idiot. Because if you're going to say it's not in Hebrew, you should at least know what's in Hebrew before you say it's not in Hebrew. And why do you deign to say such a thing? So we have Hayim. Now, we didn't even go into this level in the B-cast, the podcast, at that time, but it's because of the Song of Deborah. Right, the Song of Deborah in Judges 5, then sang Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinoam, on that day, saying, verse 2, when men grow their hair in Israel, when the people offer themselves willingly, bless ye Yahweh, Baruku Yahweh, Baruku Yahweh, Yahweh, Baruku Yahweh, Yahweh, Baruku Yahweh, Baruku Yahweh, Baruku Yahweh, Baruku Yahu, Yahu, Yah, Jah, Rastafari. When men let grow their hair, the difficulty of translating the phrase, Bifroa Peraot
has led to many conjectures. The root para, notice para, we have para. Now para is interesting. Para, fara, farai, tefara, tepara, tefaret, teparet. The root para has been connected, they say, with the Arabic fara, an eminent man, fara, farai, fara, right? And the rendering given for that, the leaders took part. This is what the revised, this is what we get in the King James translation. For that, the leaders took the lead, took the head, in a sense. But the Hebrew is more when men let their hair, let grow their hair in Israel, when the people offer themselves willingly, Barku Yahweh, right? Mesigenu, right? Bless ye, to say, praise him, to bless him, bless his name, Barku Yahweh. So it says the head, right? AJ connects the root with pera, pera, fera, pera, the head of long hair. The head of long hair from like Leviticus 13:45, Numbers 5:18. Some commentators explain it as referring to the unbound and streaming hair of the warriors who had consecrated themselves to the war of liberation. The Targum and Peshitta, or Peshitta, the Targum and Peshitta, as well as Kimchi or Kimchi, and others associated with the root meaning to avenge and interpret the expression of avenging Israel's sufferings upon Canaanite, under Canaanite oppression. Raubag assigns to the root the meaning to cease and renders when their strength ceased, when they were too weak to resist the enemy. While Rashi equates para with parat, and comments when the heathens made breaches among Israel as a punishment from God for his having forsaken him, Israel's forsaking him. Another possibility suggested by Ehrlich is, quote, when they act liberally, end quote, i.e. do more than duty demands. Now, understand what's going on here. If we look into, this is, we're seeking to get to the Song of Deborah, because we wonder, like, how come the Song of Deborah, right, how come the Song of Deborah is not sung? There's a one reggae version of the Song of Deborah. You know, and daughters and singers, the female singers, right, especially. I mean, there is so much substance here for the womb man. It's just a matter of kind of stimulating that interest, even by talking about it and reasoning on it and seeking to bring it out. You know, bring it out is here. I mean, there's so much. First, you just have to know, well, you know, what's available. You know what I mean? You know, what's available? What's there? What's in there? Now, the part that really captures I and I interest right here, right now, is Psalm 110, verse 3. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Or in the Hebrew, Amika, 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 Nidabot, Be Yom, Hailika, Hailika, or Helika, Helika. It's on a helicopter, right? Helika, right? They shall be willing in the day of thy warfare, in the day of thy battle. They say here, literally, is thy army. No, literally, is thy Hail, thy Hail, thy power. Now, when you look at the Let's go right here, Psalm 110, Okay, here you go. Yadawit Mezmor Mezmor Meto Zeteng Meto Asir Egziavir Getayin Talatochehin Le Igri Mek Emet A Eskader Gli Dres Tek Enye Tek Emet Alo Egziavir Yehailina Better Katsiona Yiliklahal Bet Alatochehim Mekakel Giza. Now here's the verse, Kutar source. Ka'antem gar kedmo bechailih ken. Bechailih chelika. Chelika. In fact, if you look at the Hebrew, it is actually, look at the Hebrew in Psalm 110 and verse 3, it is chet yod lamed. You look at the letters Bamarinya, chet, actually we will say harm, because we have three H's, Hebrew got two H's, it is harm, yod, or yemen, and lewi, or is H-Y-L, and then the H is the male, your male, and from the old language it was a kaf, your male. So we have chelika, 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 chile, chelika be yoma, chelika be chile ken yom malet. Be kedusan burhan, kaat biya kokeb askedmo kohoda waledahu. Right, this is the verse right here, and the Targum, the translation that we're used to is, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power.
Thy power, thy power,
thy power. Thy people offer themselves willingly in the day of thy warfare, from the Hebrew, or the translations from the Masoretic Hebrew. Next part, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. In adornments of holiness from the womb of the dawn, womb of the morning, womb of the dawn, in beauties of holiness, in adornments of holiness. Now, the footer here says this, in ornaments, adornments of holiness, similar to the phrase in Psalm 29 and 2 and Psalm 94 and 9, which also is the Eve psalm for the same time period, right? To describe the vestments of the priests.
Of the priests.
Right? That's why I said look at the modern careless and corrupt so-called whore dodoxy. It's so-called Ethiopian. Look at the vestments, right? They've changed the vestments, right? The vestments of the priests. Israel was a kingdom of priests, or a priestly government. These warriors had in an especial manner offered themselves to fight the battles of Adonai, fight the battles of Exiaria, the Lord, of Jah. And their armor was the symbol of their consecration. Their armor, their clothing, was a symbol of their consecration. Those who follow the priest king are at once priests and warriors. Those who follow the priest king.
The priest king.
Right? The Prester John, that's what they're talking about, finding Prester John, Ethiopia, and that. They're looking for that priest king. Those who follow the priest king are at once priests and warriors.
From the womb.
So it says, from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth.
Thy youth.
From the womb of the dawn, thine is the dew of thy youth. So here it says, from the womb and youth. The key study parts is from the womb, dot, 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 and the connection of womb and youth. The dew falls at dawn, which is poetically, or besimina work, right, metaphorically called its mother. It is a metaphor of freshness and is beautifully applied to the young men of the kingdom who fill the ranks of the army. who fill the ranks of the army. Now, why is this important? Well, this Psalm 110, A King's Victory, it speaks of God's assurance of triumph, the Father to the Son, Yahweh to Adonai, right? It speaks of the king's priesthood, or Melchizedek, right? It speaks of the scene, right? The scene of the battle, right? Where the battle and where the battle takes place, right? Where the battle takes place, right? So he will shatter heads. He will crush heads, you know. And we see much of this, you know, the fourth fulfillment of this within Kedemawi Haile Selassie within that time. You know, we've spoken on this before, but the point of this right here, what caught my interest was looking at the Song of Deborah. Looking at the Song of Deborah, because it was this verse right here where it says, when men let grow their hair in Israel, when the people offer themselves willingly. See, these are connected, right? When men take that vow, that consecration upon themselves, this is a sign of the people, the Am, right? The Ami, right? My people, as John says, offering themselves willingly. Then it says, bless ye the Lord.
Bless ye the Lord. Bless ye
in other words, don't bless the Lord when you use one. Bless them. No, bless them when men let their hair grow in Israel and when the people offer themselves willingly, because the idea of the people offering themselves willingly is also found right here. Literally, are willingnesses, because it uses the word nedavot, right, or nedavot, right, amika. Amika nedavot biyom hailika, right? Nedavot, offer themselves willingly. Literally are willingnesses, because the word nedab is willing, and nedavot is like nedavoch, is plural, willingnesses, right? Nedavot, or in modern Hebrew they'll say nedavot, right? Nedavot. Okay, so we have literally willingnesses. The same root is in Judges 5 and 2. Oh, you know, that's this right here. The eye, guided eye here, even though one will say, yeah, that's the same. But I didn't see that consciously. The spirit guided eye, this is Song of Deborah. The Song of Deborah is universally acclaimed a literary masterpiece. It is a masterpiece. Right. I mean, a lot of the best poetry, you want to up your musical, you know, not game, but you know what I'm saying? Let's study the Torah. Let's study the scriptures together, because, you know, especially from the language to languages, we get a wealth of, it's like a wealth of how can I say, it's blessing. Blessings to increase. It's like an increase. The Song of Deborah is universally acclaimed a literary masterpiece for forcefulness of diction and brilliance of imagery and style. It has few rivals. The message is clear, although the details are often obscure by the use of archaic words and expressions, or seminar work, as you would say, seminar work. Or on a certain level, for those who are not black and brown sheep in the house, Israel is like all that nigger shit that we're speaking in a very, you know, how we're speaking the language. You know, when you said my nigger, what did you mean by that? Right? Well, everyone who has the spirit of Kol Israel, you know, of Israel Hulu will get it. You know, they'd be like, it's very clear to us. No, we need for you to explain it. And, you know, it's like almost like, why don't you have rhythm? You know, why aren't you dancing on beat? It's the same thing. Why aren't you dancing to beat? Why aren't you feeling it? You know, why can't you get it? But they still can recognize, well, you know, even though we understand that word, it must mean something very important, right? So there we go, the willingness. the willingnesses. Now, the part that really caught my attention is how the Hebrew says when men let grow their hair in Israel, but the authorized, or the version that we have in the English, like the King James, it instead translates it as for that the leaders took part, or the leaders took the lead. See, it kind of totally obscures, right, the Nazarite connection. Just so we see the Hail connection, right? We see the Amhara, right? So we have the people, Amika, right? We have the people connection, even in the word. We have the very same key words have survived, you know, and the same key words are found both in the Ethiopic as well as the Hebraic. And those are the key, how can you say, those are the keys. Those are the signs right there. Now, let's go right here to, okay, the song of Deborah and Barak. Then sang Deborah and Barak, the song, the son of Abinoam, on the day, saying, praise ye the Lord for the avenging of Israel when the people willingly offer themselves. Now, so they translate here the avenging of Israel in verse 2 of Judges chapter 5, but a more correct translation of it would be when men let grow their hair in Israel, right? Or what we can say is bifroa peraot be Yisrael, right? When men let grow their hair in Israel, when the people offer themselves willingly. Barku Yahweh, bless ye y'all, Barku, all of y'all, right? Bless Yahweh. The translation that we're familiar with is praise ye the Lord for the avenging of Israel. So the phrase the avenging of Israel is actually when men not up. When men let grow their hair, right? When men let grow their hair. We went through the footer here because they say the difficulty of translating the phrase bifroa peraot has led to many conjectures. The root para has been connected with the Arabic farah, Rastafari, and eminent man, Rastafari. And the rendering given in some versions is for that the leaders took part or took the lead, so forth and so on. But the best translation or the best understanding connects the root pera, the head of long hair, as you can compare that with Leviticus 13:45 and Numbers 5:18. Some commentators explain it as referring to the unbound and streaming here, the locks, the nati of the warriors who had consecrated themselves to the war of liberation. We have this even in Ethiopia, the fuzzy wuzzies, and that whole process. You know what I mean? Or the what do they call it again? They have these different names for you know, the growing of fuzzy wuzzies is one of them I like. You know, the big woolly afros, and, you know, that's just one step towards the locks, you know, or one variation of the same growing of the hair, right? So that part really needs to be brought out. See, we're not even getting into a full study of the Song of Deborah right here, just addressing some of the basic link between Psalm 110, verse 3, and the Song of Deborah and Barak, in Judges chapter 5, verse 2. But the people offer themselves willingly. So we have to think on a certain level that if Judges 5 and 2 can be, and no doubt should be, translated more correctly when men let grow their hair in Israel instead of just for the avenging of Israel. In other words, yes, Israel was avenged, but it was because of that set apartness. It's because of that consecration that as the outward sign is letting the hair grow, right? Or willingnesses, right? The people offer themselves freely, right? The people offer themselves freely, or they, or as we say, the people free up themselves.
Free up themselves.
This is
free up
the real root of free up yourself.
Free up yourself.
You know, the free up yourself, Rastafari locks, right? And the Bible, in this psalm, and also Melchizedek. Remember, we're still in Psalm 110, a king's victory. A king, which king? The King of Kings, Kadamawi Hada Selassie. The people offer themselves freely, animated by a sense of loyalty to the king, to Hamelech. They eagerly rally to his standard, to the standard of Moandes Zemnegeti Yehuda, to the standard of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, and stop weeping because of the downpression. That's what it says, weep not, behold, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book,
open the
and book, to loose the seven seals thereof. So thy warfare, chaylika, right, is really thy power, right? In the day of thy warfare, in the day of thy power, in the day of thy chaylika, your chayil, right? Thy army, when the forces mobilize, right? And we have this whole connection of the kingdom of priests, the adornments of islandness, the beauties of holiness, Israel being a kingdom of priests, right? Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? So we see this very one and the sameness in the Holy Covenant, and even in the visitation of His Majesty, especially I'm just thinking about the vids of the war, and the rallying, and one's growing the woolly afros, and everything like that, and the garments, and the whole connection, and the banner, and the king, even he who be named Kadamawi Haile Selassie, right? Israel, Ethiopia, Israel was a kingdom, or is in Ethiopia, among we Ethiopian Hebrews, a kingdom of priests. These warriors had in an especial manner offered, in a special manner. They didn't go into the special manner. We know what the special manner is. That Nazarite, that the lox, because the Jews tell themselves this, but the Gentiles don't allow this fully to be translated. When men let grow their hair in Israel, Judges 5 and 2, right? The special manner offer themselves to fight the battles of Adonai Jah, Rastafari, and their armor was the symbol of their consecration, right? And for I and I, you see, the people offer themselves willingly, right? And that's interesting because even though the translation didn't come out, you know, in the King James clearly to show us that, for as long as I have tried it, Rastafari, this psalm has been almost interpreted that way in spirit, even though from the language it's not overtly obvious. You see, so when you study, you'd be like, yeah, but that's what I and I said, but now we are able to, you know, bring more heavy evidence, heavy-duty evidence. Those who follow the priest-king, Melchizedek, Kadamawi Haile Selassie, are at once priests and warriors, which would also say in the great transgression, those who are disloyal to the priest-king, what do they become? Not priests, right? And not warriors. You know what I mean? So it's just kind of an interesting interesting reasonment right there. But that part right there really excited I. You know, looking at that right there, a comparison study of Psalm 110 and 3 from the Hebrew and the King James Version and the King of Kings, the Authorized Bible, and Judges 5 and 2. Now, of course, what we didn't do right here just yet is go to Judges, right? Because Judges is also part of the Octotech. The Jews talk about the Pentateuch. We speak of the Octotech. So there are the five books of Moses and Joshua, Judges, and Ruth that form, for us, the what's the equivalent of the Pentateuch, you know, which means like the five books, but for us, eight books. You see the Maccabee kind of connection right there as well. But let's go to five, Metzafim, Mesafim, Mi'raf, Amist, right? Beziam, En, Diborana, Ye'abi, Ni'aim, Lich, Barik, Indi, Below, Tekenu. It says, Be Israela wista meriwocha sile meru. Hizbuma nesacho wina befek adacho sile setu. Egeziavi herin amesignu. Negestato hoi simu mekwanin toi adimtu. Ine le Israel le kenyalo. Le Israel amlak le egeziavi herizemralo. Avertu, ka seir be wetah gize, ka edomia simma meda beteram dih gize, midaritu a tenawet ech, semaya, ana tebet evu, demenatima degima wuchan ana tebet evu. Terraro chika egzi avi herra fitit nessa kelletu. Yam sina ka israelam la ka egzi avi herra fita yetenessa. Be onata lija be semei gar zemen. Be iya illa zemena mena gedocha tequaretu. Mena gedenyocha. Be serta mengeda yehdu neber. Degna. Be onata lija be semigar zemin. Be ya ella zemena mena gedocha tequaretu. Mena gedenyocha be serta menged yehdu neber. Anchi dibora. Iskitnesha dres le Israelim anata honesh iskitnesha dres hayalana be Israela zenda annesu aleku adiso cha maliktina meretu Bezia gizeya selfa beberocha hone. Be arba shi be Israel zen torina gasha alatayem. Libe wode Israel alekochno. Be hizbu mekakela nesacho wina be fekadacho wode setut. Egziavi herina mesignu. Be nechacha ahioch lai emita chanu. Be walansa lai emita kemetu. Be mena gedima yemita hedu. Tenagaru. Be mate chawa mekakela kalut. Ka kesa tenyocha chuheta riko. Bezia. Ye egziavi herinna sidik. Be Israel lai ye gezatuna sidik a ye chawet talu. Kaziyama bechwala ye egziavi herra hizba woda berocha werredu. Niki, Dibora hoi, Niki, Niki, Kinewina Tekeni, Barikahoy, Tenessa, Yabia Niema Lichoy, Merokohin, Mark, Bezia Gizea Yekaruta, Wode Hayala Nuna, Wode Hizbua Waredu. Egaziadi harima selene behayalana lai warrede. Bamalek zen sera ye neberacho enersu ka Ephraim binyam hoy. Behizbi mekakel kaante bechala warredu. Alek ocha ka makir. Ye ngus nima zenga yemizu ka zablona werredu. Ye yisakorima lekoch ka diboragar neberu. Ye sakorima inda barika nebere. Ka igru bechala woreshelekawa chekwalu. Be robela fesasho chat agerba vizue ye liba ma menetata nebere mengo cha siyafa wachua le mesa mat be bego cha gureno mekakel lemenatek emetek be robela fesasho chat agerba Talak ye liba murmur nebere. Gel ad be Jordanos madoa tek emete. Danim lemen be markeba wista kere. Aserima be bahirua dare tek emete. Be wenzo chuma darcha arefe. Zablon nefsuna wode mota yasalefe hizbno nifata lemema be agarua korrepta laino negestata metu tewagu bezia gize be megido wa wuchocha tegeb be ta'inak Ye kanaana negestata tewagu. Ye bura zarefa mala wesedu. Kawakibita kasamai tewagu. Be akahedacho wima kasi saragar tewagu. Kaduroa jemroa yetaweke ya. Yek isona wins at argoa wesedacho. Nesi hoi behayla irregeti. Ka hayalana gilabia bertata yetenesa. Ye feresocha tifrocha teketeketu. Ye egaziavi herra melak, merozina irregemu, egaziavi herrina behayalan mekakella le merdat, egaziavi herrina le merdat ala metumna, yetek emetu abatina sawocha fetsamachu irregemu ale. Ye kenawiu, ye hebera mist, ia el, kasetocha yilika yetebarra ketcha tuhun, bedinkwana wista kamia norua setocha yilik yetebarra ketcha tuhun, wicha lemene, watetin setechu. Bete kabre daka irgoa ak rebechlet. Ijwana wode kasma.
Kenya Ijuanima Wodesaratenya Medosha Daragech De Medosha Wuma Sia Sarana Metach Rasunema Chenekarech Joroa Gina Dunima Besach Godachuum Be Igrochwat Egeba Tedefa Wedeke Tenya Be Igrochwat Egeba Tedefa Wedeke Be Tedefa Beta Sifra Be Zia Wedko Mote Ka Mesko Tohona Temelekatech Ye Si Saranat Be Seka Seka Zelka Silenin Le Menkat Saragalau Zegeye Silenines Ye Saragalau Menakura Kura Koye Billa Chohech Bilahatenyo cha setochua melesulat. Erswa degmo le raswa indi bila melesech. Merko aginto. Yelamen. Tekafa lewis. Yellamin Leyandandua so merko andi twoy mohuleta quenajajit Le si sara merko liu liu yalo lips Be ana get gi laya behuletit ifa yete telefe zin gurgur lips Abetu, telatoche, hulu, indihu yitufu, wadajoche, gin, ahai bechailu abewet agize indemihon, indihu yihunu. Midritum, arba, omet, yahil, arafech. And that leads to a good night's sleep. That right there leads to a good a good night's sleep. Now, that's just Turgum. Some parts are a little stop and start. But it says, then sang Deborah and Barak. Well, Barak, a lot of times, don't even get to be. We often call it the song of of Deborah, but Deborah and Barak, they sung this song. And I'm going to just read the Hebrew one, since that shows us the Nazariteship of those who were called, you know, of those who were called to, because you can look at the King James and compare it with the King James. Judges chapter 5, then sang Deborah, Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinoam, on that day saying, when men let grow their hair in Israel, when the people offer themselves willingly, bless ye the Lord. Barku Yahweh. Hear, O ye kings, give ear, O ye princes. I, to Yahweh will I sing. I will sing to Yahweh. Elohai Israel. Yahweh, when thou didst go forth out of Seir, when thou didst march out of the field of Edom, the earth trembled, the heavens also dropped. Yea, the clouds dropped water. The mountains quaked at the presence of Yahweh. Even Yon Sinai at the presence of Yahweh Elohai Israel. In the days of Shamgar, the son of Anat. In the days of Jael, the highways ceased,
And the travelers walked through byways. The rulers ceased in Israel. They ceased until that thou didst arise, Deborah, that thou didst arise a mother in Israel. They chose new gods. Then was war in the gates. Was there a shield or spear seen among 40,000 in Israel? My heart is toward the governors of Israel that offered themselves willingly among the people. Barku Yahweh, bless Jah Rastafari, ye that ride on white asses, ye that sit on rich cloth, and ye that walk by the way, tell of it louder than the voice of archers by the watering trough. There shall they rehearse the righteous acts of Yahweh, even the righteous acts of his rulers in Israel. Then the people of Yahweh went down to the gates. Awake, awake, Deborah. Awake, awake. Utter a song. Arise, Barak, and lead thy captivity captive, thou son of Abinoam. Then made he a remnant to have dominion over the nobles and the people. Yahweh made me have dominion over the mighty. Out of Ephraim came they whose root is in Amalek. After thee, Benjamin, among thy peoples, out of Machir came down governors, out of Zebulun they that handle the marshal's staff, and the princes of Issachar, of Issachar, were with Deborah. As was Issachar, so was Barak. Into the valley they rushed forth at his feet. Among the divisions of Reuben, there were great resolves of heart. Why sattest thou among the sheepfolds to hear the pipings for the flocks? At the divisions of Reuben, there were great searchings of heart. Gilead abode beyond the Jordan. And Dan, why doth he sojourn by the ships? Asher dwelt at the shore of the sea, and abideth by its bays. Zebulun is a people that jeopardize their lives to the death, and Naphtali upon the high places of the field. The kings came, they fought, then fought the kings in Canaan, in Tanakh, by the waters of Megiddo. They took no gain of money. They fought from heaven. The stars in their courses fought against Sisera. The brook Kishon swept them away. That ancient brook, the brook Kishon, oh my soul, tread them down with strength. Then did the horse hoof stamp by reason of the prancings of their mighty ones. Curse ye Meroz, said the angel of Yahweh. Curse ye bitterly the inhabitants thereof, because they came not to the help of Yahweh, to the help of Yahweh against the mighty. Blessed above woman shall Jael be, the wife of Heber the Kenite. Above woman in the tent shall she be blessed. Water, he asked. Milk, she gave him. In a lordly bowl, she brought him curd. Her hand she put to the tent pin, and her right hand to the workman's hammer. And with the hammer she smote Sisera. She smote through his head.
Yea, she pierced and struck through his temples. At her feet he sunk, he fell, he lay. At her feet he sunk, he fell. Where he sunk, there he fell down dead. Through the window she looked forth and peered. The mother of Sisera, through the lattice.
Why
is his chariot so long in coming? Why tarry the wheels of his chariots? The wisest of her princesses answered her. Yea, she returned answer to herself. Are they not dividing the spoil? A damsel, two damsels to every man? To Sisera, a spoil of dyed garments, a spoil of dyed garments of embroidery, two dyed garments of broidery for the neck of every spoiler,
every spoiler,
every spoiler,
every spoiler.
So perish all thine enemies, Yahweh, but they that love him be as the sun when he goeth forth in his might,
in his might,
in his might,
in his might,
in his. And the land had rest 40 years. Amen. She smote Sissy Boy. Sissy Boy, he ran off the battlefield, thought he could hide in the camp. You know, he thought he could hide with a Hebrew woman. He thought he could hide with an Israelite woman, right? And she is, that's interesting, because her blessing, the only blessing that kind of equates that in the scripture, you know, we will have it come to the New Testament and to the birth of this Dinga Mariam. In fact, many say that Mariam, she saw the downpression of Israel, and she sought to do something. She sought to give her life as a handmaid of the Lord and to serve the Lord, to serve in the temple, to do whatever work was required in the temple, you know, to be a hand. That's how, you know, almost like that was her revolutionary step. Little did she know, she no doubt thought about Jael, you know, and kind of wanted to, in that sense, kick ass, as it were. But the hammer that she would bring forward, you know, is a nail, the hammer, our Lord. You know what I mean? In that sense. Wow, what a beautiful psalm right here. There's so many parts and pieces of it, but I was just getting a rhema word about region 9, actually. You know, a rhema word, the word I see in Issachar, L-O-J, Issachar, how Issachar was well, how what it says about Issachar and how this is, even Sister Emmanuel in the spirit of Deborah, how she was talking about Reuben. She kept talking about Reuben recently. Reuben, right? And it's interesting because his territory was east of the Dead Sea in northern Moab. And though in the early history, one of the leading tribes, it seems to have dwindled into insignificance. You know, but it says about the divisions of Reuben and how there were great searchings of heart. You know, even as, you know, we're studying the scripture, and even just recently I'm mentioning, I just see a rhema word in this, and also Ina Wyndham Alonso and L.O.J. Issachar, because if you go into this a little bit more, right, this song of Deborah, you will see where it talks about, and the princes of Issachar were with Deborah. Right, they were with Deborah, the princes of Issachar. They were with Deborah. They, you know, they tried it. You know, they tried it with Deborah, the princes of Issachar. The noun has the old plural suffix. Right, Barak was there, either as well as Issachar or on an equity with them. And how it says, into the valley they rushed forth at his feet. You know, they followed through, like they hazarded themselves. You know,
the verb is literally, he was sent away, the subject being ambiguous. The sense is probably the men of Issachar at once answered the call. That's the idea. They answered the call at once and impetuously followed Barak's leadership. They followed Barak's leadership. And that's almost remind me of even in reading through I Wyndham's from L.O.J. Issachar, the official, you know, the official witness. This, and now I know how to answer that. Hallelujah. You know, but then how Dan stayed in the ships, how others stayed a distance off, but how it says how they had, you know, how they had hazards, you know, they risked their lives to answer the call. And there's a few places in this psalm where it kind of shows that, you know, it shows that. What was the other spot that we was reading? What was the other verses? This is verse 15, 5 and 15. And then, okay, it goes on and says, Zebulun is a people that jeopardize their lives to the death. Also, Zebulun. Zebulun and Naphtali are held up as a laudable contrast to the unpatriotic or the timid, the eastern and the northern tribes. The eastern and the northern tribes, like up here in the east, these tribes are timid, while the south, Rastafari south, on the move, while the western tribes, you know, those in the west, on the move, right? Not answering, as it were, not answering that call, but they jeopardized themselves to death, and Naphtali upon the high places of the fields. The kings came, they fought. They fought the kings of the Canaanites in Taanach. This is where Taanach is. That's Taanach, Taanach. That's Taanach. By the waters of Megiddo. And so are we fighting these Canaanites and Jebusites and Jews who call themselves Jews in Taanach, right? We're fighting Megiddo, the gathering, Megiddo. Har means mountain, Har-Megiddon. Har-Megiddo is where we get Armageddon. Har-Megiddo, the mount of gathering, the mount of assembly, right? So they, Naphtali, this tribe also jeopardized their lives, the high place of the field. This refers not to the home of Naphtali among the hills of Galilee, right? Galilee, Naphtali, Galilee, that connection when it speaks about Yeshua, it's speaking about Naphtali, or to any particular field of battle on which the two tribes may have distinguished themselves, but to their qualities of hardiness and bravery, right? Of hardiness and bravery. So after the count of the attitude, first it gives it gives their attitude, and then the ode or the kine, what we call the ode, like an ode to such and such, an ode, the odes of Solomon, is what the kine is, like an ode, right? Like verse, lyric, relic in that sense. It proceeds to describe the course, right, the course of the battle, how the battle went about. Now, what's interesting is where it says, furthermore, it says, they took no gain of money. Right, they was not into it for the money. They took they didn't take no betzah, you know, and they didn't take no a piece, betzah, like a piece of money. They didn't take no. The phrase does not mean that the campaign was profitless because it was a failure. No, doesn't mean that, or that they took no ransom from the captive Israelites. Right, the implications that they refuse hirelings' pay in their eagerness to fight against Israel. You know, in other words, they usually when somebody responds that way to go fight like a mercenary, they responded with a zeal almost of a mercenary, but they didn't take, nobody was paying them. Like, they didn't take no money to go fight. They wasn't fighting for that money. They was fighting for the zeal. You know, for the zeal of faith, you know, and then how it goes into the next verse about they fought from heaven, right, the verb is governed by the stars in the next course, that the victory of Israel assured because it depended not on Israel's prowess, but on divine intervention. That's why it says furthermore, it says the stars, right? These were the unpaid fighters whom Elohim enlisted to overcome the unpaid hirelings, right, in the Canaanite army. In their course, from the highways, the paths which nature had allotted to them in the skies, right, the heavenly bodies that rule the seasons and weather helped the Hebrew against Sisera by flooding the Kishon. The river was flooded. So you'll see in a psalm later on where it talks about due to them and due to them as to Sisera. And as to, so people read it like, yeah. And you say, well, what happened to Sisera? Unless we're able to articulate this, then you chant in that psalm without understanding. It says to give praise with understanding, Psalm 47 and 7. Right? Psalm 47 and 7, to give praise, yes, but with understanding. To give praise and don't know what you're praising. You know, the Brook of Kishon. Right, the Brook of Kishon, it says this section of its course, the Kishon is not a permanent or dangerous stream, but by Elohim's decree, it swelled at the critical moment in the battle and swept them away. You know, they have a little note here that in World War, the First World War, a quarter of an hour's rain on the clay soil of a battle area could decide the issue of a cavalry maneuver, whether cavalry can maneuver. You know, that rain will make it the chick, 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 so chicka, right? And then it says how the angel later on, the angel of the Lord, right, said, Kershi Meroz. The command is addressed to Israel. It is conjectured that Meroz was a town along the road taken by Sisera in his fight, where the inhabitants failed to capture him. They said the location is unknown, probably because they did curse it, so therefore it's unknown. But it's interesting right here because you know how the psalm is broken down too. The song of Deborah, first is Deborah's triumphant ode, right, breaking down the parts of it. Well, that's the overview. Then you have we need to study this right here. This is good. This is good right here. This is real good. But this gives me, this is what I needed to just fulfill I and I course as well. You know, at least regarding certain matters of administration. This is a prophetic word right here. You know, this is a prophetic word right here. It's amazing too, because like, wow. So was it then, so is it now. It's interesting, yeah. So that's what people say. It's just a mythology. It's just a myth. It's just like, it's symbolic. It could be any of us. Yeah, it could be any of us, but why we see some of I and I fulfilling these things? Not without even, after we already fulfill it, we're looking and say, oh, wow, that's interesting. And somebody else might think, oh, you in the Bible, you into the Bible. You must have intended to do it. You know what I mean? You know, like when you didn't intend to do it, somebody tell you that it's done, but then somebody else, thinking, not having a good eye, you know, doesn't see it the same way, or not having a good ear, don't hear it the same way. But the Song of Deborah.
Chag HaSukkot Sameach. Sukkot Sameach. Sukkot Sameach.
In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle, and his dwelling place in Zion. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
But it's true.
And David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here. Record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them, and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. Evermore. Evermore.
Evermore. Over coming, huh?
Yeah, man.
Right at the end. No, 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 no. The genius again. We. Shall overcome. Shall overcome. Must overcome. We. Must overcome.
That's it.
So me a pray to the overcome. Me pray. To my God that they are hurt our time. For my friend that said them love me when me know them lying. My pray for the godly youth for time me know them cry. Babylon I shoot the lung and them I tell me a lie. My pray. Cause rice and flour for buy. Can't depend on cassava that hard for fry. Now nah, living on the old days that hard for try. Me rasp my mama eat bacon that hard for buy. So we shalom. Tired of this, the damn frustration. Tired of Babylon and them damn molestation. Them know me occupation. Send a lock off the sound and lock me in a no station. With music a full nation. All it alone people use go through them tribulation. Me a talk with the nation. Me no want no demonstration. Nah, we shall overcome, must overcome, we must overcome. That will be done, I know. Me tired of this, every day, man of them. Tired of the innocent, blood of shed. Tired of it, Jamaica run red. People can't sleep in them bed. Me tired of this, poverty. Solidarity, me a talk for the majority. You hear me clearly, clearly. We must overcome. Jehovah come, must overcome. We must overcome. Yeah.
Spent the common sense to all time. Southside Jungle Firehouse.
Every gully, every church.
South East Gardens, Spanglers.
Overcome, Spanish done.
Clans and one other, you know?
Clans and one other. Mountain View, Magaga Gully.
Senbet Salam. Senbet Salam. Senbet Salam.
Senbet Salam.
Senbet Salam. Sabbath peace. Sabbath safety. Senbet peace. Rest safely. Rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Senbet Salam. Shabbat Shalom.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest. Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth, 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 with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world, the earth soar and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Life is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness. Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation, his righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity, thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. 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 Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests, and in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. 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 People with peace.
Shabbat shalom.